This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So take a listen to all of this. A Blue Ribbon report suggests the U.S. may outproduce the Saudis before long. Next week, the feds update us on fracking and water safety. And the anti-fracking movie Promised Land comes out this Christmas, starring Matt Damon. Hard to keep up, isn't it? Well, today, let's step back and look at how all the fuss over fracking began. As part of our Petrostate series, reporter Scott Tong of our sustainability desk got a rare interview with the father of fracking.
He cracked the code. That's what they say in the oil patch about George Mitchell. See, in the 1970s and 80s, the big pools of natural gas were tapped out. The drillers looked in new places, but they were stumped.
Open sarsaparilla?
Like that old cartoon.
Open Saskatchewan? Open septuagenarian?
Till Mitchell Energy gave it a try in a formation called the Barnett Shale.
The Barnett was a very big reservoir. If we could make it work, it could be very profitable.
Now 93, George Mitchell spoke from a hotel he owns in Galveston, Texas. Mitchell is the son of a Greek immigrant, a billionaire, and by all accounts, he's a stubborn soul. His breakthrough was coaxing natural gas out of stubborn rock called shale, unlocking a new door to fossil energy. Diana Hinton is a historian at the University of Texas Midland.
George Mitchell's significance is both national and global. What his work did opened up possibilities that are mind-boggling.
When Mitchell first poked into shale in the early 80s, it was the longest of shots. The energy is trapped in dense rock. Some drillers figured you had to explode an atom bomb down below to get the energy out. Most sniffed and walked away.
I've had a lot of my engineers and geologists say, "You waste your money, Mitchell. We knew enough to go on and keep doing it."
Now, "we" did not always include his staff. Geologist Dan Stewart worked for Mitchell then. He recalls shutting down an unpromising well.
And George said, "Okay, let me get this right. We plugged the well without evaluating it. What were you thinking? What were you smoking?" You know, and it wasn't quite that nice.
In 1982, Mitchell announced a deadline. "Produce shale gas for me in 10 years, or the company's in trouble."
He says, if you team, don't think you're up to this challenge, let me know. I'll find people who are."
How'd you react?
I had a wife and four kids. I said, "We can do it, boss."
Actually, many innovation experts say time pressures tend not to spur creative genius. It spurs cussing.
And when you had enough, you thought, "Oh, we got it now." But then, 2 weeks from then, you'd have this down. And you'd say, "What the hell?"
Stewart's team learned they had to break the rock to get the gas out. Like cracking a windshield with a bat. In this case, the bat is fluid shot down the hole to fracture, or frack, the shale rock. Now, fracking was not new. It's been around since the 1940s. But this was a tweak. Mitchell Energy tried all kinds of chemicals, gels, and frack juice recipes. One helpful engineer suggested a horse manure frack.
That's pretty good question. We were discouraged that we weren't getting good results. And we had tried all other types of fracks.
By the mid-90s, Mitchell Energy's money was tight. So one worker posed a budget frack with mostly water. Water tends to swell rock, shrinking the fractures. But heck, they tried it. Mitchell Energy alum Kent Bowker.
"Conventional wisdom was wrong. We want low viscosity fluid, just water." And that was an eye-opener.
Turned out, the water got more gas. Luck, like in many innovations, played a starring role. So did Kent Bowker. He had a hunch the Barnett held more gas than assumed. He just needed money to test it. "Nope," said company president Bill Stevens.
"He physically stuck his hand in my face and said, 'Stop right there. We have enough of that stuff.'" Bill Stevens never believed in it.
But George Mitchell blessed the project, which turned up four times more gas. It's like fishing in a sea with four times the fish.
And Mr. Mitchell got this big smile on his face. He leans forward and he looks at all of us. "This is huge. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened to this company. It's also the biggest secret. No one can talk about this."
Yeah, I remember the meeting. Of course, I didn't want him to tell anybody.
Mitchell Energy found the keys to money-making shale wells. They cracked the code.
He open the saddle soap. He open sesame.
Now, it did take 17 years.
That's true with almost every major commercially viable innovation that I can think of.
Harvard business professor Teresa Amabile. She says the lesson here is keep persisting and keep failing. Yeah, failing.
There are many, many more failures than there are successes in most innovation journeys. What you need to do is figure out how to extract failure value. Figure out what you can learn from what went wrong.
Now, shale fracking is widespread and it keeps evolving. There's fracking paired with horizontal drilling, fracking for oil. Now, a breakthrough is one thing. Whether it's good for society is another. And like nuclear energy and genetic engineering, shale fracking has critics, like Emily Wirth at Food and Water Watch.
That's going to prolong our dependence on the fossil fuel industry, which is in their best interest at a time when we need to be aggressively moving away from using fossil fuels.
And there's the question of polluting drinking water. Mitchell's view is a bit of a twist. He supports fossil fuel taxes, which could phase out his discovery. In fact, Mitchell gives millions to research clean energy. And Mitchell wants stiff oversight of drillers, especially the independent little guys.
They're wild people. You just can't control them. And if it doesn't do it right, penalize the oil and gas people.
A Texas oil man talking out of school. George Mitchell has spent a life turning assumptions inside out. And now his shale breakthrough has turned America's fossil fuel conversation on its head, from one of scarcity to one of abundance. In Galveston, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.